This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Irene Kral, to start with, K-R-A-L, vocalist, 1958, with Herb Pomeroy's orchestra. Pomeroy plays the trumpet. And some Alcone arrangements for her, done in that year of 58, and presented by United Artists Records.
Remember you by when you are far away from me. Some little something meaning love cannot die. No matter where you chance to be, though I'll pray for you night and day for you, it will see me through like a child till you're returning. So give me something to remember you by when you are far away from me. Thank you. though I'll pray for you, night and day for you, it will see me through like a charm till you're returning. So give me something to remember you by. Memphis in June, a shady veranda under a Sunday blue sky. Memphis in June and Cousin Amanda's making a rhubarb pie. I can hear the clock inside a ticking and tacking. Everything is peacefully dandy. I can see old Granny cross the street still a rocking, watching the neighbors go by. Blowing perfume in the air. Up jumps the moon to make it that much grander. It's paradise, brother, take my advice. Nothing's half as nice as Memphis in June. Up jumps the moon to make it that much grander. It's paradise, brother, take my advice. Nothing's half as nice as Memphis in June. Trout stop leaping upstream. can hear the grass as it grows. It's a hazy afternoon, and I know a place that's quiet, except for daisies running riot, and there's no one passing by it to see. Come spend this lazy afternoon with me. What's right for you is right for me. What's nice for you is nice for me. If you want to hunt bear, I'm ready. If you want to play tag, I'm it. I'm with you through and through. What's night for you is night for me. What's right for you is all right with me. Be a tramp or a lazy loafer, or a figure in high finance, but be free, free for me. You know just what you're looking for. I try to be all that and much, much more. What's right for you is right for me. What one can do is more fun with two. So if you want to keep sitting pretty, just relax and enjoy the view. You got me, I got you. Why can't you see I'm what you're looking for? Not only that, but also much, much more. I can be warm, I can be cold, sometimes shy, sometimes bold. So get a grip on yourself, Daddy, 'cause ready or not, I'm here. Don't you worry, my sweet, sweet Daddy. What's right for you is right for me.
Irene Crowell, right there, 1958, with Herb Pomeroy and his orchestra for United Artists Records. And some arrangements of some beautiful songs for her by Al Cohn. Something to Remember You By, Arthur Swartz and Howard Dietz, and Charlie Mariano, fine alto saxophone solo there. Memphis in June by Hoagy Carmichael and Paul Francis Webster. Lazy Afternoon by Jerome Moros and John Latouche. And What's Right for You by Lenny Hayden. Irene Crowell right here, 1958, United Artists Records. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from... Now to Irene's brother, Roy Krall. And I think he's 11 years old or something like that. He was born in 21, gee, what, 33, something like that, 32. He got his reputation to begin with pretty much by working at the piano and arranging for Charlie Ventura and his saxophones for RCA Victor. Here's an example of that for you from 1948 in Chicago, If I Had You. I wish he'd played that horn more. It's baritone saxophone, and Charlie Ventura doing so beautifully on If I Had You. He's known more for his tenor work, and that's exciting. Roy Krall at the piano, doing the arranging for that. He came from England with Messrs. Shapiro, Campbell, and Connolly. Sittin' In With is the name of the record company, and then they would emblazon on the label the name. Now to Charlie Ventura and his Bop for the People. That was his band in 1949. Again, Roy Krall here arranging and playing the piano and singing with his partner for a long time, Jackie Kane, and Ventura on tenor.
When the day my lullaby is arms will come and take you through the night. To my lullaby in rhythm, all the breezes sigh in rhythm. Rest, my love, let nothing wake you till the light. Star dance while the shadows creep. The moon man's going to swing you up high, swing you to sleep. To my lullaby in rhythm, dream your dreams and wander with them. Sandman's going to come and make you sleep good
Bye. Dee.
Giddy-dee-doo-ba. Ooh-ooh. Giddy-dee-doo-ba.
Roy Crowell there at the piano doing the arranging and singing with his friend Jackie Kane. Lots happening there. That's Charlie Ventura and his bop for the people, 1949 for RCA Victor. And Benny Green doing a fine trombone solo there, Ventura on tenor. Lullaby and Rhythm, written by Edgar Sampson, Clarence Prophet, and Walter Hirsch. And Birdland by Gene Roland, to say something about that wonderful place named after Charlie Parker, whose nickname was Bird. Some say it's because he liked chicken. That may be true. Jay McCann talks about that. We were driving in the bus, he said, and then Charlie Parker said, "Stop!" And they went out, and here was roadkill, and picked it up and brought it back. All right, that's all right. I mean, that's part of this. This is what art's about. It's you, what you are, all right? Now, let's go from a commercial issue, that which we just heard, to a concert issue. Gene Norman, I talk about him. He brought lots of wonderful music and recorded it under his GNP label, Gene Norman Presents Just Jazz, quote-unquote, in Pasadena, down California. Here from 1949, pretty much the same band, a little change here, and I'll tell you who they are. It's Roy Crowell again, piano and arrangements, and Jackie Kane's going to be the vocalist. But the musicians, Connie Condoli, trumpet, Benny Green, trombone, Boots Musuli on alto, Ventura, tenor and baritone. Crowell, as I said, piano. Kenny O'Brien on string bass. Eddie Shaughnessy on a variety of percussion instruments. This is a concert. GNP. Thank you to Norman, Gene Norman, for that. And Roy Crowell.
We'd like to answer the request for Birdland. Yeah. talented Pete Rubolo. He took a few minutes out to write something beautiful on Flamingo, utilizing the voices of Jackie Kane and Roy Crowell, his version of Flamingo. This time we feature our drummer boy, Ed Shaughnessy.
Thank you.
I would like to honor requests for lullaby and rhythm.
When the day is done,
The alphabetical person in that is Roy Crowell, who was doing some of the arrangements, playing piano, and also singing. The band, Charlie Ventura and his Bop for the People, and it's a concert presented by Gene Norman called Just Jazz in Pasadena, California, 1949, and Norman's GNP. Label, Gene Norman Presents. Connie Gandoli, trumpet. Benny Green, trombone. Boots Musuli on alto saxophone. Ventura on tenor and baritone. Crowell at the piano. Kenny O'Brien, bass. And Eddie Shaughnessy on drums, with Jackie Kane assisting, with Roy Crowell on the vocals. We heard Birdland, extended version. As I said, this is, in a sense, non-commercial. That is, it's doesn't have a side to it like a record, so they make a tape of it and then make an LP later on. So we heard Birdland first as a commercial issue of 3 minutes, and the one we heard was six or seven, something like that. Flamingo by Ted Groya and Ed Anderson, arranged for the band and manipulated a little bit by Crowell, by Pete Rugolo, Body and Soul, Johnny Green, Eddie Heyman. And another version, extended, of Lullaby in Rhythm. Thanks to Roy Crowell. This is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from... Now to Carl Kress, K-R-E-S-S, guitarist. As with most artists in this art form, the participation is important, and it's not necessarily in the front. It's not necessarily see me kind of thing. It's not a star, but it's functioning to what has to be done. It goes on a lot. Red Nichols and his Five Pennies. Nichols plays the cornet, Miff Mole the trombone, Dudley Fosdick the mellophone, Fud Livingston and Pee Wee Russell clarinets, Lenny Hayden on piano, and Celeste Kress on guitar, and Vic Burton on the drums.
Thank you.
Carl Kress with his guitar, with Red Nichols and his Five Pennies, 1928, February, for Brunswick. Avalon, written by Vincent Rose and Al Jolson. And Nobody's Sweetheart by Elmer Schobel. Arrangements done by Nichols and that band. Fine work in the drum section by Vic Burton and Fud Livingston, Pee Wee Russell playing clarinets, and Miff Mole on the trombone. A matter of fact, now, from July 1928, Miff Mole's band, which is pretty much the same, except Stan King plays the drums and Joe Tarto the tuba, and Arthur Schutt comes in to play piano. Most everyone else stays the same. And we will hear You Took Advantage of Me by Richard Rodgers and Roger Wolf Kahn's Crazy Rhythm. Thank you. trombonist Miff Mole and his little molars, including Carl Kress, K-R-E-S-S, playing the guitar there. You Took Advantage of Me, Richard Rodgers, and Crazy Rhythm, Roger Wolf Kahn. A full band. Nice arrangements, too, by Red Nichols, who was there playing his cornet. Arthur Shutt got a solo on his piano. All of that. Stan King, fine drummer right there, and Joe Tarto on tuba. Eddie Lang asked Carl Kress to join him in 1932 for Brunswick and do just a duet. And what he wanted Kress to do was rhythm guitar, and Kress was not bothered by that. He said, no, I'd love to. So Eddie Lang will play the melody parts, and Carl Kress will be doing the secondary important parts of a duet. Both of these pieces written by the two of them, Feeling My Way and Picking My Way.
Thank you.
Just two guys playing two guitars. Isn't that something? 1932 Brunswick Records. Eddie Lang and Carl Kress. And they composed the two, Feeling My Way and Pickin' My Way. It's amazing to me, I mean, hearing how that works. I'm still trying to figure out the thermos bottle. I'm getting it, though. I mean, I'm close. Eddie Lang, Carl Kress, Brunswick Records, 1932, Feeling My Way, Pickin' My Way. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from... Now, to finish the chapter on Carl Kress, I want to go to 1944, January, Blue Note Records. Edmund Hall, the great clarinetist, was asked to get together a band, and he did, himself on clarinet, Red Norvo on vibes, Teddy Wilson, piano, Kress on guitar, and Johnny Williams on string bass. Press playing his guitar with Edmund Hall's band for Blue Note Records, January 1944. Ed Hall clarinet, Red Norvo vibes, Teddy Wilson at the piano, Kress guitar, and Johnny Williams on string bass. We heard Blue Interval, Sea in Red, Rompin' in 44, and Smooth Sailing. Before I continue, let me tell you, this is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and I'm happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. Just about ready to start in Seattle on a big, wonderful get-together to raise some money for Seattle artist Buddy Catlett. And it's happening today and this evening, 5 p.m. to 11 p.m., or maybe even midnight, at the Pampas Room under the El Gaucho Restaurant at 90 Wall Street in Belltown, part of Seattle. And Buddy is 75, and he's going to have some surgery done on his heart, and he is going to have some assisted living, all that expensive stuff. Buddy has given to hundreds and hundreds of people in his lifetime. Just being with him is a joy, and he does a lot of special things for younger musicians and so on, playing his bass, his clarinet, his alto. He's been in Seattle his whole life. He went to Garfield High School. He was a classmate of any number of the great musicians that have come out of this town, primarily Quincy Jones, and played with Basie's band and Armstrong's band and Quincy's band and at the New Orleans, many nights, I played in the same band with him, and we laughed about things that we enjoy of the animation, the cartoons, and all that. So, if you know about Buddy, and if you want to support someone other than yourself and give a little bit to someone, here is a worthy cause. At 5 to midnight at the Pampas Room, 90 Wall Street, Belltown. Come on down there. I'll be the short, weird-looking guy over in the corner playing kneesy nosy. Anyway, there'll be lots of music, I'm sure of that. And bring what coinage you can to help out. Be appreciated. All right, now I've got to get my notes over here and bring these notes in here. And, oh, yeah, all right. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from. All right, now I think I'm organized. Let's see, I'll push that button. All right, there we go. Now to Gene Krupa, K-R-U-P-A, Chicago-born drummer, associated with Benny Goodman, so we'll start with that. July 1935 for Victor Records, Jelly Roll Morton's King Porter Stomp. A wonderful Bunny Berrigan on trumpet solos and Goodman soloing and Jack Lacey on his trombone. Thank you. Benny Goodman, his clarinet, his orchestra, and Gene Krupa on the drums, with Bunny Berg and soloing on his trumpet, and Jack Lacey trombone, and King Porter Stomp by Jelly Roll Morton for Victor Records, July 1935. Now, you ain't heard nothing yet. Gene Krupa's swing band, Victor gave him a contract. All right, you're going to put together a band. He did, in Chicago, February 1936. Dave Franklin wrote this. It's called I Hope Gabriel Likes My Music. Roy Eldridge, trumpet. Goodman, clarinet. Chu Berry, tenor saxophone. Jess Stacy, piano. Alan Roos on guitar. Israel Crosby from Chicago playing the bass. And Krupa leading the band from the drums. That's amazing, and it's named a swing band, and understandably. That ineffable quality, who knows? Basie said it was what makes you pat your foot. Also must have driven the dancers nuts. I mean, just crazy. Into a pool. Gene Krupa's swing band, Chicago, 1936. I hope Gabriel likes my music. Roy Eldridge, Benny Goodman, Chu Berry, Jess Stacy, Alan Roos, Israel Crosby, and Gene Krupa. Let me do this. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from. What Benny Goodman would do with his orchestra is break it down into smaller bands, and primarily starting with a trio. Himself playing the clarinet, Teddy Wilson at the piano, and Gene Krupa on the drums. ¶¶ the Benny Goodman Trio, 1936 in Chicago. Benny Goodman, Teddy Wilson, Gene Krupa, clarinet, piano, and drums, respectively. Nobody's Sweetheart, written by Elmer Schobel, a piano player in his own right, composer also. Let's see, two Jimmy Mundy arrangements, M-U-N-D-Y, 1936. Swing Time in the Rockies, which Jimmy Mundy wrote, and the traditional Swing Low, Sweet Chariot, Benny Goodman, with Gene Krupa on the drums.
Thank you.
Benny Goodman and his orchestra, Gene Krupa, drumming. And we heard Swing Time in the Rockies, arranged by Jimmy Mundy and written by him. Goodman's clarinet, Pee Wee Irwin. Nice trumpet work in there. Then the spiritual Swing Low, Sweet Chariot. Same time, same Victor company. Goodman, Vito Musso, fine tenor saxophonist. Ziggy Elman, fine trumpet player. And what Krupa does there on the backbeat, 1, 2, 3, 4, the backbeats are 2 and 4, hitting the cymbal on 2 and 4, just is breathtaking. It just lifts the band. Swing Low, Sweet Chariot, 1936. All right. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz. A community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. Now, Sing Sing Sing, popular, very popular at the time, still is. Written by Louis Prima. And Goodman's commercial issue for Victor in Hollywood on July of 1937. Arrangement by Jimmy Mundy. You'll hear Krupa's wonderful drum work, Goodman's clarinet, and Ziggy Elman's trumpet. Thank you. was a 12-inch Victor record in both sides, Sing 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 Part 1 and Part 2, Benny Goodman and his orchestra with Gene Krupa, soloing throughout on drums, Goodman's clarinet, and Ziggy Elman on trumpet, Jimmy Mundy arrangement, Hollywood, July 1937, Sing Sing Sing, as I mentioned, written by Louis Prima. Now a broadcast from CBS, and this was done when the band was in New York at the Manhattan Room in late 1937. This is called Camel Hop, written by pianist and composer and arranger Mary Lou Williams. She arranged it for the band. Goodman solos. Harry James is now going to solo on the trumpet. Vito Musso again on tenor, and Krupa. A CBS broadcast of Benny Goodman and his orchestra, 1937, Camel Hop by Mary Lou Williams. Fine work in there by Harry James and Benny Goodman, Krupa, and Vito Musso. Now, Carnegie Hall, Carnegie Hall, the famous January 1938 concert. It was a new deal. I mean, the popular music was not allowed in there, even close to it, I guess. One of those things, you know. But change happens, and that's good. Columbia Records brought it out because Goodman had, I don't know if he had tapes or rough-cut discs or whatever in his closet, and somebody said, why don't you put that out? And he, okay. We will hear two, Don't Be That Way by Edgar Sampson, and features Goodman, Babe Russin on tenor sax, Harry James again on trumpet, Krupa's drum work, and Vernon Brown on trombone. Then China Boy by Dick Winfrey, and that's the trio, Goodman, Teddy Wilson, and Gene Krupa. ¶¶ Yeah, you wonder about the ending in that. Teddy Wilson directed it. Beautiful. Amazing swinging. Krupa's participation in drums with Benny Goodman. His orchestra in Carnegie Hall, January 1938, as issued by Columbia. Don't Be That Way is the band, and then the trio, Benny Goodman, Teddy Wilson, and Gene Krupa doing China Boy. Right here on 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from... Now, obviously, a big band has certain stars. They're the soloists, usually. And that would be Harry James and Ziggy Elman and Goodman. Of course, that was his band. And Gene Krupa, someone said to him, well, Gene, you ought to have your band. And he thought about that, and he did. And off he went to see how he would do with that. His big band, March 1941. In May 1941 for Columbia Records, we'll hear two. And this introduces to the musical world Anita O'Day. Krupa brought her in to do some singing. First up, Georgia on My Mind, written by Hoagy Carmichael and lyric by Stuart Gorel, way back in 1930. Clint Nagley will do an alto saxophone solo and the wonderful Shorty Chirac. We'll play his trumpet, and Anita, of course, singing. Then, Let Me Off Uptown, Earl Bostic and Ray Evans' tune, with Roy Eldridge joining in the fun with Anita O'Day. And the arrangement of both by Elton Hill. Here's Gene Krupa and his orchestra for Columbia Records, 1941.
do you mean, Joe? My name's Roy.
Well, come here, Roy, and get groovy. You been uptown?
No, I ain't been uptown, but I've been around.
You mean to say you ain't been uptown?
No, I ain't been uptown. What's uptown?
If it's pleasure you're about, and you feel like stepping out, oh, you've got to shout it, let me off uptown. If it's rhythm that you feel, then it's nothing to conceal, oh, you've got to spill it, let me off uptown. A fella go to top it. If you want to pitch a ball and you can't afford a hall, all you've got to call is let me off uptown.
Anita, oh Anita, say I feel something.
What you feel, Roy? The heat?
No, it must be that uptown rhythm. I feel like blowing.
Well, blow, Roy, blow.
Krupa, his drums, and his own band, 1941 for Columbia Records, Georgia on My Mind, and Let Me Off Uptown, and introducing Anita O'Day. On the second one, Roy Eldridge came up and did some fine work with her, and then the trumpet, and the arrangements, as I said, by Elton Hill. Elton Hill was Krupa's main arranger for this period and did some fine work for him. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from... Thank you. That's a band put together at the request of Norman Granz, the head of so many wonderful record labels. And the Gene Krupa Sextet, 1953, on Granz's Verve label. Charlie Shavers playing the trumpet, and he wrote both pieces that we heard, Bluesy Woozy and Metal My Minor. With him, Bill Harris on trombone, Eddie Lockjaw Davis, tenor sax, Teddy Wilson piano, Ray Brown on bass, and Gene Krupa leading the band from the drums. 1953. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from... Granz also had a wonderful traveling concert that went around the country and eventually around the world, bringing to the people the musicians that they were hearing on records and radio and movies and all that. And he asked Gene Krupa to put together a quartet. I think, if I remember, I did this last night, so I think Norman Granz introduces the band. This is for Clef Records, another label that Granz had. It's 1955 in Hartford, Connecticut.
Now I'd like to introduce the musicians on the Gene Krupa group. First on piano, Bobby Scott. Bobby. The bassist with Gene is Whitey Mitchell. And the artist playing the tenor, the trumpet, the alto, and the clarinet behind me is Eddie Hsu. Eddie? I'm always very proud and happy to be able to introduce one of the real giants of jazz. Here he is, Gene Krupa.
Thank you.
Have a Jazz at the Philharmonic, a little section of it, Hartford, Connecticut, 1955. And the Gene Krupa Quartet, issued by Norman Grant's label Clef. Bobby Scott playing the piano, Eddie Shue, tenor saxophone, Whitey Mitchell on bass, and Krupa on the drums. Sleepy Lagoon, that's a beautiful old tune, written by Eric Coates way back in 1930. Gene Krupa Quartet. Near the end of his life, I think Gene died in 1973. This is from a record made by Chiaroscuro Records in New York City, April 1972. It's called Jazz at the New School, meaning Wild Bill Davison on cornet, Kenny DeVern, soprano saxophone, Dick Wellstood at the piano, Eddie Condon playing the guitar and being MC, and Gene Krupa on the drums.
Can you hear me? Hope. I want to be happy.
Don't we all?
Thank you. I'm, this on?
Yeah.
I'm sorry you don't care for that first number. Now, no laughing between numbers, please. Our next number, song, as I recall, was first introduced by Ethel Waters about 1923-24. It's a song called... have these guys been introduced?
Yeah.
They have? I'm sorry to hear that. The name of the song is Sugar, the thing that Ethel Waters introduced a long time ago, and Dick Wilson is going to take the introduction. Take it, Dick.
Sugar. Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Gene Krupa at the drums, Wyobill Davis and cornet, Kenny DeVern soprano sax, Dick Wellstead piano, Eddie Condon MC and guitar. Jazz at the New School, New York City, April 1972, issued on Kia Roscuro Records. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.